Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jason Block here from Spectrum One for the NAWC. And usually we would be waiting till Thursday, and I was going to be away this week, but I had to bring Nikki Haman in from on the road because we have some shocking, disturbing, and amazingly sad news out of the WWE this week. Nikki, bring us up to speed.
Well, there had been a rumor going around before the show that Roman was injured. And so everybody kind of dismissed the rumor because there was only like one or two sources was reporting this. When Raw hit the air, Roman opened the show. He came out with the title, but he was in civvies. Didn't have his gauntlet on. Didn't even have a merch shirt on. He had a normal shirt. Had his watch on, so he knew he wasn't going to be doing anything. And he looked worried.
And he also looked thinner, if you really wanted. Didn't he look a little thinner to you?
Maybe you're just used to the vest. I don't know.
Okay.
But the man wears his heart on his sleeve, and I knew something was up just looking in his eyes. But I wasn't expecting what was going to come out of his mouth. He cut a promo. Just letting everybody know, this ain't Roman talking. This is Joe. He calls himself a workhorse. He considers himself a workhorse. Whenever he is there, he does everything he can. But now he's being restricted by something he just can't punch in the face because it doesn't have a face. It turns out, I'll give some history on this. I've looked this up. Roman had been diagnosed with leukemia back in 2008. And was able to fight it and win.
Now, why are we
Now it wants.
talking? Now, why are we talking about that now?
Because it's coming back for a rematch.
Joseph Anoa'i announced tonight, if I may go in,
Please.
that his leukemia has returned, and that he cannot compete as champion and had to relinquish the title. Now, I came into this and I was like, holy shit, because no one expected this. No one had even heard that he had leukemia before. Is that true? I mean, you had heard of this before?
That's what I said. I had to look it up because what I had heard, I have a reliable source on this. One of a friend of mine who's also in the wrestling business in Ohio mentioned that Matt had confided in him about Joe's leukemia back in 2008.
Okay.
But since Joe beat it really wasn't something that they wanted to discuss. So, and that's fair. I mean, that's not something you want to talk about a lot or talk about publicly. But when you're on the grandest stage of wrestling as its top champion, you don't have a choice.
And I will bet you he was taken off the road this week to talk to his wife, to talk to Vince, to talk to Hunter. What do we do? Do you agree with that?
I'm pretty sure that's how it started. He came in and this is something, heck, they might have even known the day before because it didn't look like he was at house shows this weekend.
He was not.
So this is something they already knew for a couple of days. I'm thinking.
So he makes the announcement, and his Shield brethren come out, and you could tell that they were both legitimately gutted.
Seth was still crying when they got to the top of the ramp. Dean was trying to keep a brave face. He really was. They embraced at the top of the ramp. They gave us the Shield fist bump. I was done. I was just plain old done.
And I will just say the crowd, I have to tell you, was respectful in ways that I really didn't expect them to be, to be honest. Okay.
They were being a little grumpy before the bomb dropped. There was even a random what after, he made the even after he made the announcement, there was one random what. So kick that guy out of the building. Anyway.
Well, yeah. So I'm gonna get to and I will just tell you that there is what's amazing about this, and we'll get to the fallout from it later, okay? Because there was legitimate fallout from this. Okay. Okay. Universal respect from the wrestlers in the back on Twitter, okay?
And so, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a work. Don't even think that. I for a brief second I thought that, and I thought, no, they even WWE would not stoop so low as to do a cancer angle in the middle of Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
They may have no taste, but they're not that bad. I don't mean to be laughing at it.
No. It's I hate to say that, but it did cross my mind for a second, but the look, like I said, the look in Roman's eyes as he went to the ring tells me that there's no way that this was a storyline. But yes, universal respect from the back, and replies on Twitter are coming from everywhere.
I have
I
a
mean,
few of
I'm
them.
even here. Yeah, go ahead. I'll pull up one that I don't think you saw. So,
You're talking the Kevin Owens one?
no. Try to find the Samoa Joe one.
Oh yes, that one was great. Okay, I'll do that. Finn Balor tweeted, his real name is Joe and he's a stand-up guy. Inside the ring, one of the best I've battled with. Outside the ring, one of the most genuine people I've ever met and learn from. See you soon, good brother. Hashtag thank you, Roman. And he smells great. Renee Young, sending so much love to at Roman Reigns and his family. You're one of the strongest dudes I know, and I can't wait to see you back inside that ring. Tama Tonga from the Bullet Club. You didn't hear this one, did you?
I no, I didn't. I'm
All
trying to, now
gimmick.
I'm trying to find something I'm looking for. Go ahead.
All gimmicks aside, my prayers and thoughts are with you, Roman Reigns. Much ofas always, oos. Okay? Tommy Dreamer, you will defeat this again, Roman Reigns. 2 out of 3 falls, Superman punch and spear, squash effing cancer. Much love to you and your family. Okay?
And the picture that he included is ridiculously adorable. I'm being dumb, but I don't care. I love the look on Roman's face in the picture.
Samoa Joe.
Looks like a big pretending to be Roman.
Yes, Teddy Roman. He says, Samoa Joe's, he will fight, he will win, he will return stronger, and I will be waiting. Right?
I'm okay with this. I am so ridiculously okay with this.
What, okay, Adam Pierce writes, the difference between a stumbling block and a stepping stone is how high you raise your foot. I love that. That's a great line. That's a great
I
line.
think I read through that.
The difference between a stumbling block and a stepping stone is how high you raise your foot. I love that. And I know how tall, and I t know how tall Roman Reigns walks. Honored to walk with you, Big Oos. Okay? The Usos, and there's a picture of him and R the Usos and Roman. Have you seen this one yet? Yeah, you did,
Yes, I
right?
have. They look adorable.
We've been here for you, and we'll stay here for you. Day one, Oos, we love you. Thank you, Roman. Okay. I'm just, wow. I mean, it's just been, it's, it, and there are others. I'm just
Give me a second. I think I found the one that I was looking for.
and by the way, Darren Corbin, not Baron Corbin, says, imagine being a fan who has maliciously attacked Roman Reigns because he doesn't wrestle Ray the One, and here the dude is battling Lacuna, working his ass off for years to be a leader without complaining about the hand he's dealt. That's respect. He earns it. And my father.
Get out of my freaking head. That was the one I was looking for.
Okay. My father and I are actually have made a pact. Okay. We will
Okay.
never badmouth Roman Reigns again. No more. Okay? And I'm saying this to you. Okay?
For all the times that I've bit back at you about bitching about the big dog.
Yes. Okay. And so let's okay, so we get the universal respect, okay? Okay. So we find out that Crown Jewel is going to be a one-on-one match between Strowman and Lesnar for the title. Now, Paul Heyman comes out and he cuts an amazing promo too, and he is legit crying and he pays respect to Roman too.
Which I dug. I really appreciate that, Uncle Paul. I do.
And then we get a backstage promo with their emotional shield. The shield comes out. They fight, the dogs of war. And then there's a legit, they're crying. There's a legit Great Dane that's about to kick what's his face's ass, okay, Drew's ass, in Braun Strowman, right?
Right.
So we get, eventually after an awesome match, Dirty Deeds, 1, 2, 3, new tag champs. And, we get the happy ending that everybody wants, but Nikki, there wasn't a happy ending, was there?
It was happy. It was emotional. And this is where the emotions really, really kick in. And I'm sorry for that pun because it's fully intended. Because all of this frustration, all of this anger, and now your brother is gone, is going home and can't be by your side. Dean Ambrose just blew up.
And
He
turned.
utterly and completely snapped, turned heel, beat the ever-loving hell out of Seth Rollins, who didn't fight back at all.
Nope. Now the question is, a couple of things I have to ask. Do you think they plan to do the turn anyway, or do you think this was a rushed turn? Legitimately.
Legitimately, I think they moved it up because this was the perfect time to do it. Because, like I said, so many emotions.
Yes, because literally, when we're sitting on the couch, I'm sorry to interrupt, Nikki. We're sitting on the couch and we're like, yeah, it's like, okay, we know the titles are going to switch. We knew this was coming, okay? And then all of a sudden, when the Dirty Deeds hits, literally, Joe, my dad, and myself, jaws were dropped. We're like, they pulled this? They pulled the trigger? Are you fucking kidding me? But then we're like, yeah. This was the absolute right time to do it. Absolutely perfect time to do it.
It was. I mean, like I said, all of these emotions, all of these emotions. Dean's been bottling up all his frustration about this lunatic business. And now the one man that he trusts intrinsically has to go home and can't be with him on the road. How much longer can anybody hold something like that in?
He kept saying, "Say it again! Say lunatic again!" You heard that, right?
I did. But it was, because he's not gonna, he's not gonna he can't blame Seth for what happened to Roman. But those feelings are still part of that rage.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just how, this is the only way Dean can channel it.
But
because at the end, he also threw the, he threw the belts at Seth and says, here, go have your party now.
He says, is this what it means? Is this what it means to you? That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
But now I want to ask, you know, certain things. There's so many questions I have to ask. Number one, Strowman gets the title, right?
God, I hope so. Because I was, you know, in the back of my mind, I thought the only reason that Strowman was there was to keep, you know, keep both Roman and Brock looking strong. They were going to put the belt on Brock, and they were still going to go through this Universal title UFC champion thing. After some of the stuff that's been going on in UFC, I hope that's been kiboshed.
Yeah. The second thing is, do you think this is the end for Roman?
No. Absolutely not. Leukemia is a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Any cancer is a bitch. But Roman said it himself. This wasn't a retirement speech. He has every intention on coming back.
You heard, by the way, a very huge cancer sucks chant. That went on.
I did, and I agree.
Cancer fucking sucks. But here is the interesting question: Where do you think this leaves Dean, and where do you think this leaves Seth, right now? Battling for the Intercontinental title, you think?
It could be Dean and Seth for the IC belt right now because it didn't look like Dolph had any interest in it. Strowman has a built-in feud with Drew McIntyre. So they could do what they did with, like, when Dean got hurt. Roman and Seth didn't really stick together. They went in different directions and started, you know, building themselves up. So this is a good way to do it, even if it is a couple of weeks ahead of schedule.
So I have to ask this from you as a Roman Reigns fan. Let me rephrase this. How much of a Joe Anoa'i fan are you right now? That's a very, you know, because that's his real name. How much of a
right.
Joe Anoa'i fan are you right now?
I've appreciated that Joe has gutted through a lot of other things, you know, both mentally and professionally. From the crazy reactions that he was getting in 2015. I'll admit he was starting to lose his patience earlier this year with the whole Brock business. Just something that if I have one gripe about Joe's performance as Roman, the man wears his heart as bright as his whole tattoo sleeve. He's, you know, he knows that he is of a royal bloodline, as Uncle Paul put it once. And he has to meet that standard, and he does everything he can to meet that standard. And I have huge respect for that. Because people are like, oh, he's a chosen one, they're shoving him down our throats. No, he puts in the work. He does the work. Go look up some of his other matches. Look up WrestleMania 31 and the fact that he still managed to get a decent match out of Brock freaking Lesnar. Joe still went out and did stuff for the company when he wasn't wrestling. He's a happily married man. He's got a beautiful daughter. He's got twin sons that he's got a mentor.
I have some more tweets if you're interested, actually.
Yes, please.
Let's see. Let's see. I just had it here. My apologies. I mean, the thank you. Okay, here we go. John Cena tweets, courage, strength in the face of pain or grief. You have given us your everything, including a courageously vulnerable moment. We, your WWE family, give you all of our love and support. Hashtag thank you, Roman. Okay. Renee Young.
Mm-hmm.
Sending so much love to Roman Reigns and his family. You're one of the strongest dudes I know, and I can't wait to see you back inside that ring. Johnny Gargano writes, our job gives us the ability to portray larger-than-life characters who present superhuman qualities and characteristics. After hearing his story, it's very apparent that Joe Anoa'i is just as much of a superhero as Roman Reigns is. Kevin,
that is correct.
Kevin Owens writes, Roman's one of the best I've ever been in the ring with and one of the guys I respect and look up to most in this industry. My thoughts are with him and his family. I can't wait to see him overcome this and get to share a locker with him room again with him again soon. That's class. Okay? Matt Hardy,
mm-hmm.
An amazing human being, an incredible performer, and a man I'm proud to be friends with. My thoughts and prayers are with you and your family. Get well soon, champ. Becky Lynch, you are the definition of what it means to be a leader and a champion and one of the toughest lads on this planet. We are all behind you, sending love. Chad Gable, Roman Reigns exemplifies everything a true leader should be. Proud to have shared a locker room with him, and I'll be proud to share it with him again after he wins this battle. The Singh brothers, he's our locker room leader. He is at the business. He'll be back. You got this, champ. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Carrie Sane, my aunt also had leukemia. I hope you get better soon. Zack Ryder, Reigns will beat it again. Believe that. Marek Brave, with Seth Rollins' partner in the Bold and the Brave school. Just catching up on Raw. He's a great wrestler and even a better human. Wishing him nothing but the absolute best on his road to recovery. Wade Kellerman? Austin Kellerman writes, my first thought on Roman Reigns' announcement, his daughter. Thank you, Roman. Iron Sheik, respect the Roman. Okay. Shinsuke Nakamura. Come on, big dog. After another fight, let's do it again. Okay. I mean the wrestling world, there has not been one negative tweet that I can see in this. Of course I'm seeing thank you, Roman, okay? Okay.
Right.
One person said, I'm sorry, Roman jokes are not going to be tolerated. It goes like this. If I see a joke, I block you. Leukemia can be deadly for a human being. Like him or not, he's a human and deserves respect. Get well soon, Roman.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I've seen from a lot of the fans on Twitter that, you make fun of this shit. We're blocking you. We're going to block you. We're going to report you. Just shut the fuck up and pray for this man.
Yes.
I was unfortunately somebody who had to break this bad news because of the other side of the planet. Somewhere in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, there's an artist crying, and it's my fault.
Uh-huh.
the absolute dawning horror that is waking up at 8 a.m. sleepily snorting at a picture Ms. Nikki Haman sent me, like, ha, morning boys, why is Seth crying? Wait, why is Seth crying? Oh, God, why is Thank You Roman trending? What is going on? Finally scrolling down and getting the news. How do you keep this close to his chest for 11 years? He fought with the shadow of this for 11 years? I wonder who in the back did. Do they all know? I have so many questions and emotions right now. I'm just hoping he'll pull through like he did before. So, yeah. Global trend, my friends. My poor Oni. I didn't mean to make her cry, Oni.
I know. Roman Reigns is actually trending in New York. I want to just see if it's trending world. Should I check worldwide? I don't know.
Yes, please.
I'll just say worldwide. See what happens. Worldwide. Yeah, Roman Reigns is number 8. 80,000 tweets.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to go back to New York because, you know, that's for me. Sorry.
No, okay.
But this is gutting. This is incredibly bad. I mean, I think we should wrap it up here because we're almost at the half-hour mark. And there's nothing more really needs to be said at this point.
No. And just to this, we are praying for you, man.
We are. And cancer's a bitch. Cancer's a fucking piece of shit. And it needs to go away. And this is a blood cancer. And believe it or not, you have got a lot. Put it to you this way, I would say about 95% of the wrestling fan base is still with him right now. They're a bunch of soulless assholes, but, you know, it is what it is.
There's still a few soulless assholes that are still gonna give him shit about this. But you know what? You know, don't panic, big dog. You know, there's a lot of people that will never boo you again if you beat this. When you beat this.
When he beats this. And damn, put it to you this way, he will come back as the biggest fan. Strangely enough, this is the best thing that happened to Joanna Y and Roman Reigns in a very weird, bizarre sort of way. You know what I mean?
I get what you're saying, but that still kind of pisses me off. I was enjoying the Shield reunion. I was enjoying the fact that he was champion, a fighting champion, even though storyline-wise they weren't going to let him.
Right.
This is going to help the guys out, but I'll tell you what, that comeback, when Roman comes back, the roof's going to move. It's going to be like Hunter at MSG in 2002, man.
I know.
Or louder.
It could be. But put it to you this way. Let's pray for his health first, more than anything else. He does not have to step back in the ring again. You know what I'm saying to you?
No. I'd like him to, though.
I know you would. But we will continue to monitor this. And other news, again, Nikki, I don't know if Carl will be able to record this week. If not, you know, find a way, because it is Evolution and all. But we, if not, so be it. But there's that. But again, any final words?
Just praying for you, Joe.
With that, Nikki, thank you for taking time. I know this has been a rough night for you. This is Jason Block here for Spectrum One and the NAWC. We'll be back next time, and we'll see you soon. Thank you.